Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm your host, Chris Carroll, and today we're going to be talking about lessons learned from ERP lawsuits. Now, for years, Panorama has been depended on by top legal teams in the country to provide independent, expert research, analysis, and testimony for the biggest ERP failure lawsuits ever to hit the docket. Today's podcast covers some of the most important lessons that Panorama has learned about ERP implementation failures from their expert witness work. And today I'm going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling, Managing Partner of Panorama Consulting Solutions and an expert in all things ERP, including the key factors behind ERP failure and the best ways to avoid going to trial in the first place. Eric, welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks, Chris.
You bet. Well, let's dive right into this. First of all, tell me, how common are ERP lawsuits and ERP failures?
Well, it depends on what you mean by failure. Everyone has a different definition of failure. And ERP failure rates are high, and most projects take more time and money than expected. In fact, in our 2012 ERP report and in our 2013 ERP report, which just came out last week, it shows that nearly half or over half of all ERP implementations fail to deliver at least half of the expected business benefits. That number was right at 50% last year, but this year in the 2013 ERP report, it's closer to 60%. So 60% of organizations are failing to realize at least half of the business benefits they expected.
Wow.
And recently, there's been an increase in ERP lawsuits and an increase in demand for our ERP consultants to recover projects or provide expert analysis and testimony. But we haven't found any meaningful correlation